60 years ago, when I was about, well, before that, when I was about 12, 12 and a half, I used to kick about with the senior team. And I started playing for the reserves when I was 13. Well, you could do then, but you can't now. And that was that's where it all started.
And then what happened after that? Because obviously you got involved at quite an early age. What sort of then happened? Did it kind of snowball from there?
Well, yeah, we had quite a young side, and we had a very dynamic secretary at the time, who was only 16, and I took on the role of fixture secretary with him. So, and he started, because we had an elderly set up for a start when they set the club going, and of course that started to fold up, so this young man, Mr. Andrew Adamczyk's his name, took over, and from then we've just been running quite successfully.
And apart from playing for the club and being the fixture secretary, have you fulfilled any other roles, and if so, what have they been?
Well, I've only just been a player and just the fixture secretary, and now full-time secretary.
How do you find being a full-time fixture secretary these days?
These days, very frustrating. It's difficult getting the money in, and we like to be on the ball with the money, but it's very difficult to get the players to pay up. So, apart from that, I'm enjoying the role, but I don't like the hassle of trying to keep the finances on top for sure.
Obviously, there's a lot of challenges with clubs at this level, volunteer-run and obviously relying on money from elsewhere. But how much do you enjoy being involved with the club and having been involved for so long now?
Well, I still enjoy it. I don't know. Well, I can't see myself stopping. So I go every Saturday to the game, still do the secretary's job.
And how pleasing is it to watch the team, you know, over the years and seeing it develop and things like that, and the new players coming on the scene and things like that?
Well, over the last 7 or 8 years, we've had a very successful time. We've gone through Division 1, Senior B, A, Premier, come back down. We're now in Senior A, a Kershaw Senior A again. So we've had our better years, as a club point of view, the last 7 or 8 years. We had some successful times when I was a player myself. That's back in the 60s, but since then we had a lull time until recently.
Yeah, and what about then and now? I mean, how does the club and the surroundings compare then to now? I mean, how much has it changed, basically, over the years?
Facilities are definitely better, but I don't know if I say that the football is. The football's better as a from a supporter's point of view, but there's too many niggles attached and too many bookings, unnecessary. It's a very difficult game now. It gets frustrating, whereas years ago you could put in a tackle and it wasn't deemed as being a foul. Now, for the least little thing, you get players get pulled up and it just takes the sunshine off watching the game.
Yeah, but there are many positives as well. I mean, they do say that attendances at these sort of games is on the slide. What would you say to people who are thinking about going to watch their local team on a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon? What would be your message to them?
Well, do it, because there's nothing better than watching a football match. I mean, I prefer my local football than I do to watch the big boys.
And some people would argue as well, it's proper football. It's what football's all about. It's grassroots. It's stuff that kind of makes it what it is in a way. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's right. That is what it is. It's local grassroots football. And I get more fun out watching that than I do watching the Premier teams.
I want to come on to your achievements as well, because tonight you're celebrating an award. How pleasing is it to have won the award that you have?
Well, it's always pleasing to be recognised for something you're involved in, obviously. So, yes, it's very pleasing.
And how much does that say about your love for the club, that you've actually managed to stay involved for this long and you've got something to show for it, like an award too?
Well, it is the club that's made this award, really. Because of the club, I've stayed with them. We've had some wonderful times. I've loved being involved with the club, otherwise I wouldn't have stayed so long. So, yeah, it's worked for both of us, football club and myself.
And obviously, you sound like you're so enthusiastic about the role itself. Is the dream to sort of carry on as long as you can?
Well, at the moment, yes. Yeah, yeah. I've got no intention of calling it a day. It's not like when you're playing. I mean, it's not hard work doing the paperwork and being a secretary if you can get the finances on sorted out.
And what about sort of the future of the club as well? I mean, how far do you think the club can go in the years to come, and how successful do you think they can be while you're here?
Well, I suppose that the aim is to go back from Kershaw A to the Premier again, and that will be our ambition to get back in there. What happens after that depends on what sort of squad we've got.
And obviously you're someone who is one of the many volunteers being celebrated at this event as well. How critical are volunteers in keeping football at this level alive?
How critical? Well, they're everything, aren't they? If you haven't got your volunteers, you haven't got nothing, you know. And they are dying away. Some clubs are surviving on 3 or 4 volunteers now, whereas before we had something like a dozen. So it's very, very critical that volunteers do come on board.
And your message would be to people who want to get involved to do so?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And like I say, it's a lovely game.
In some ways, did you say proper football, what football is all about for some people?
Well, that's what it's all about for me. Probably not for people who go to the bigger games, but to me, yes.
I want to ask about your family as well. I mean, have you got a family who've been involved in the club as well as yourself? Has it been passed down?
I've got no immediate family who's been involved in the club. I've got my brother-in-law here and his son, which is my nephew. He played for the foot club 6 years, yeah. But then family life took over, so like all youngsters, he sort of stepped aside. So I've got no immediate family involved.
But it is nice that there is a connection there, at least.
Oh, of course, yes.
Definitely,
yeah.
Keeps it going.
Yeah.
William, well, thank you very much indeed for joining me again tonight.
Yeah.
And well done again on your award. We'll keep up the good work with the club.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.